Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily. Happy Friday, one and all. Sometimes success backfires on you. That might be the case with Whataburger, a cult favorite burger chain founded in Corpus Christi, Texas, back in 1950. Founder Harmon Dobson's vision was to offer a made-to-order 5-inch burger, huge at the time, that would prompt diners to exclaim, "What a burger!" It worked in spades. Over the last 69 years, the chain grew. In 2001, the Texas legislature named Whataburger a Texas treasure. Today, there are more than 800 Whataburgers in 10 states, with annual sales of more than $2 billion. But until this month, it remained family-owned. On June 14th, the Dobsons announced they'd sold a controlling interest to a merchant bank in Chicago, which intends to further expand Whataburger. But here's where the chain's very status as a Texas treasure hurts. Texans are livid. In Austin, a fan posted a sign saying, "Dear Chicago, if you hurt her, I'll kill you." An Instagram post showing a picture of the sign got more than 16,000 likes and comments like, "Don't Chicago my Whataburger," and naturally, "Don't mess with Texas." They warned the new owners to keep their hands off the menu, the burger recipe, the ketchup, and even the mustard. Many commenters asked why the family didn't sell to an investor in Texas, y'all. When you built a company with a following as rabid as Whataburger's, well, a change in ownership and expansion is a very tricky thing indeed. The company needs to maintain its identity even as it scales up. Beyond the difficulty of family succession after three generations, Whataburger may feel the need to expand to compete with its rivals. Arguably, its biggest rival is every hamburger chain's biggest, McDonald's. But suggest to any Whataburger-loving Texan that McDonald's has anything in common with their favorite burger place, and you may get run out of state. So, who poses the biggest problem for Whataburger? One possibility, dare I say it, is Irvine, California-based In-N-Out Burger, which Texas Monthly reports has as big a cult following in California as Whataburger does at home. In-N-Out recently expanded into the Lone Star State, horrifying Texans who are already unhappy with an influx of Californians into the state, much less their hamburgers. The 70-year-old West Coast chain, though, does pose a threat to Whataburger at home, prompting taste test competitions and columns about whose burger is really best. Spoiler alert here, despite lauding In-N-Out with drool-worthy compliments, Texas Monthly's blind taste testers ruled Whataburger to be best, hands down. Well, over its 7 decades in existence, family-owned In-N-Out Burger has been expanding even more cautiously than Whataburger. It has some 300 locations compared to Whataburger's 800, but recently crossed not just the Texas state line, but also Colorado's, where it plans to open 50 new stores. Both companies face competition from other fast-rising chains, too. Shake Shack, Five Guys, and Smash Burger could give either one or both a run for their money. So, where will Whataburger go next, and will Texans ever forgive them? Chicago's an obvious guess, as is the Midwest in general, and at least one economist familiar with Whataburger's new owner speculates that it plans an expansion nationally along the lines of McDonald's and Burger King. But not to worry, Texas. He says they'll keep what makes Whataburger Whataburger and just help spread Texas culture across the country. Now that's the way to play it, and that might just take the sting out of this deal for disappointed Texans. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. This week's episodes were written, edited, and produced by Elaine Appleton Grant. Leah Sutherland was this week's editor. Our executive producer is Marshall Louie, created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. I'm David Brown, and we'll see you next week. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.